Herzlich willkommen, sehr namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Bayern are coming off a great week on both the European pitch and in the Bundesliga.
Yeah, Bayern has definitely achieved the goals they set out, you know, last week. Number one, they've punched their ticket through the next stage of the Champions League. They got rid of the likes of Kylian Mbappe, Lionel Messi, and PSG, you know, in that fixture. And then they are sustaining their lead, and they actually have some cushion at the top of the Bundesliga standings right now. Now, in terms of the Champions League, I think what's most impressive about that performance over PSG is that maybe, possibly, Bayern have found a Kylian Mbappe stopper in their own academy. Julian Nagelsmann, after their victory, he gave a lot of praise to their young center back, Josip Stanisic, a Croatian, you know, played well in the World Cup, represents for country, and he's gotten moments here and there for Bayern Munich, but this particular match, he stood head and shoulders above, you know, his opposition offensively. Kylian Mbappe was really a non-factor. And that's one thing that Nagelsmann said after that particular match. The fact that Kylian Mbappe was unable to stand out is proof that the game plan worked. You know, they spoke of a game plan to execute. And in terms of Lionel Messi, Thomas Müller actually chimed in about Lionel Messi. You know, Bayern have been successful against Lionel Messi on the club level. He said they often don't worry about him. They have worried more about the likes of Cristiano Ronaldo. You know, I don't know what that's about, but that's what Thomas Müller had to say, you know, about that. But everything looks good in terms of the Champions League and Bayern Munich right now. I think one of their more difficult opponents were PSG. Given the history, now they're going to wait for their next opponent. Now, in terms of the Bundesliga, Bayern beat up on their baby brother Augsburg badly over the weekend. 5-3 was the scoreline, a lot of back and forth. But the Bayern defenders really stepped up in this one. Ben Pavard, you know, we haven't heard much of him lately. He scored two goals. Then Joao Cancelo scored a goal as well. And then the Canadian Alphonso Davies added another from the defenders. You know, it was a needed win that Bayern had to get if they wanted that lead. And Bayern obviously hold on the lead as well, because Dortmund, a side that have been running quite the hot streak, let their fans down and drop points over the weekend as well. So Bayern maintained their lead. It's no longer a neck-and-neck two-horse race. Bayern got what they had to get done, you know, and Augsburg unable to repeat that history. Augsburg handed Bayern a defeat when they first met. Shock, you know, sent shockwaves through the Bundesliga. But this time around, I think Bayern are looking to make a statement and hold on to the silverware that they have to defend. That's the Bundesliga. And then get some new stuff with Nagelsmann at the helm. Bayern travel to Leverkusen next match day. Leverkusen are hot right now in the month of March. They have yet to lose. Kind of a resurgence under Xabi Alonso. We have to see what they have in store. And if Bayern can maintain this momentum they've gathered in Europe and the Bundesliga.
Dortmund's momentum was halted, and their perfect record in 2023 is no more after they drew with rival Schalke.
Yeah, first, Chelsea booted Dortmund out of the Champions League thanks to Kai Havertz and Raheem Sterling. And Dortmund just turned it on too late. They didn't look good in that match at all. And they had a fighting chance, but I guess, you know, that crowd in England was a bit too much to bear for them. And what tends to happen to Dortmund once they get a dent, you know, the damage continues. And we saw that when the Bundesliga resumed against Schalke. Schalke 17th. In the standings, and they had to bounce back twice from a goal down to pick up a draw. Dortmund had the momentum, had an opportunity. This was historically their 100th meeting in the Ruhr Valley Derby. That's what they call it here. And it's quite a historic importance in the champions in the Bundesliga. I gave it hope only because of the emotions, and that's exactly what Schalke needed. They had a spirited performance, and it just kind of patted themselves on the back. We've seen a bit of momentum. They've gotten themselves or climbing themselves out of relegation, out of trying to get them their feet away from the fire to get sent back to the Bundesliga, second Bundesliga, you know, and maintain their history and their resurgence. And this is a very valuable game against them to pick up points against Dortmund. Dortmund, you know, has been running their success, as you mentioned, no defeats, all wins in 2023 in the Bundesliga. Schalke, a team on paper that have no business picking up points against Dortmund, but they were at home. Maybe, you know, their home crowd were enough to get them over the hump and pick up points, you know, but we have to see if Dortmund can bounce back. What tends to happen to Dortmund once they take a few lumps, a slump occurs. We've seen this from a Dortmund, either very hot or very cold. None of their strikers have looked good in the last couple of outings. We have to see if they can rebound when they host Cologne. I think being at home is a huge help for Dortmund, and we want to keep it competitive here in the Bundesliga because it gets boring. We do have some stretch in the season, about 10 matches left. Hopefully Dortmund get it together so we can see some competition come season's end.
Frankfurt and RB Leipzig continue in the UEFA Champions League this week. Do you see either side joining Bayern in the next round?
Yeah, well, RB Leipzig, they drew with Man City. Man City, we have to face facts here. They're on a roll. They have the best striker on the planet leading their attack in Erling Haaland. And they're fighting for the Premier League title. They're trailing Arsenal, so they have something to fight for. And this match will take place also in England. And just looking at the way Dortmund performed, they didn't look good at all there. I don't know if the Bulls will have enough to get through, you know, because, you know, they're going to have to really bring their A game, in my opinion. And as far as Frankfurt go to Italy to play Napoli. Napoli, you know, they're doing very well in Serie A. They're number one in Serie A, I think, with a great cushion. And then the idea that the Eagles are going into Italy with a 2-goal deficit, I think that makes it a very tall order for the Eagles. I think Bayern Munich are the safest side, and they've historically always been the side in the Bundesliga with the best chance of going deep in the Champions League. And I don't think anything's changed, even though some clubs here and there, like RB Leipzig, made some history a few seasons back, making it very deep in this competition. I don't know if they're going to get over Pep Guardiola and Erling Haaland. And as far as Frankfurt goes, you know, I don't see it happening either. I think, sadly, that we're going to see the German side seasons come to an end when these fixtures take place.
Before we let you go, Chris, what else has hit your radar?
Yeah, one thing did hit my radar concerning Borussia Dortmund, their midfielder, star player Jude Bellingham. His future, it seems to be committed. He said he wants to play with Real Madrid. One thing he did say, Zinedine Zidane has been an idol of his. He's only 19 years old, and his future looks very bright, but he did communicate that idea to his teammates, and I think the club, and reports are that they've already began conversations. So it looks like another starlet of Dortmund's will depart very soon this summer, and it just goes to show who will be next. Maybe Moukoko, the likes of him. We have to wait and see if Sebastian Haller can kind of resurge Dortmund and provide what he was brought in. But Jude Bellingham's time there was bright, and it looks like it's going to be short. And he'll be going to Spain quite soon.
Thanks very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Dankeschön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.